Well, amen. Praise the Lord for that special this morning. If you have your Bibles, if you would look with me to the book of Exodus, in chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, we're going to be reading verse 10 down to verse 15 this morning. Exodus chapter 3. And if you're able to, if you would, go ahead and stand with me as we read the Word of God together. As I read, you follow right along with me. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 10. The Bible says, "Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses said unto God, "Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" And he said, "Certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain." And Moses said unto God, "Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, 'The God of your fathers hath sent me unto you,' and they shall say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say unto them?" And God said unto Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me unto you.'" And God said moreover unto Moses, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, 'The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations.'" And let's pray. Our Father and our God, as we do bow before you this morning, we love you. And God, again, we thank you for loving us, and thank you for every opportunity that you make available to us just to draw closer to you, especially on this, the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, as we assemble here in thy name. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you, God, how your Spirit has already borne witness with our spirit and has blessed us through the congregational singing, through just being in this place, and through the special music. Father, now we just ask that you would open up our hearts and our minds to receive what you have for us through the teaching and the preaching of thy word. I ask myself, God, that you would use me once again as an instrument in your hand to bring forth your message to your people from your word. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. The Bible says, God revealed, verse 15, "This is my name forever, and this is my memorial." God's memorial. Throughout the Bible, you'll find that God instructed his people to set up memorials for the purpose of remembering God. And as we have these memorials, they're established so that we would not forget. As I said earlier, as a nation, forgetting our history and the sacrifices made to bring us to where we are today as the United States of America would be one of the worst things to do. Forgetting God is the worst thing for anyone to do. The Bible says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Amen. It doesn't say, blessed is the nation whose God was the Lord. We lose those blessings when God is no longer our Lord. And we have forgotten him. Moses was sent to a people of God, who had been in Egyptian bondage now for around 400 years. Most did not even know his name, the name of God. Because that's what Moses said. He said, when I go, verse 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers, you ought to remember the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? Moses knew what was taking place in Egypt. He had already messed up himself and had left for 40 years and before he comes back, and he knows what he's going to have to address, and he knows the people there. For the most part, most of them had forgotten the very name of God. And they ask me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And then we have God saying, first of all, who he is. And I love that because we cannot forget who God is. I am that I am. What a great statement on who God is. A God who is ever present, always in the present tense. That idea of I am that I am. I'm always I am, not was, not is, I mean not will be. He is the God that's always present. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Bible teaches us that he is a God who never changes. He has not, is not, will not ever change. He is God. The worst thing that humanity can do is forget God. And yet we're looking at this great nation that came into its greatness because of God, the great I am. And we're closer to forgetting God today than we have ever been as a nation, as a people. Who is he? He is the great I am. When I get in my prayer closet, I always acknowledge God for myself. He knows who he is. But I always acknowledge God as the creator of all things. Amen. The great I am. And then I always personalize it and I say, my heavenly Father. Then I address God the Son as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then I address God the Holy Spirit as the Comforter, he that dwells within me. I remind myself of that every day. When I spend time with God, especially when I get into my prayer closet, I want to remind myself of who he is. Because I don't want to forget. Forgetting who God is the worst thing for anyone to do. The second thing we find here is he says, I am that I am. And thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And then he reveals his name as a memorial, as something that is to be forever, something that all humanity should understand the very name of God. What is his name? The Lord God. That's his name, Lord. But he's the Lord of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's my name. The Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which basically what God is revealing here is he's the Lord God of Israel. That's the history that we have. The God of the Old Testament is the history that we have in understanding who God is in the very, what God has revealed to us about himself concerning the very beginning of all time, the beginning of humanity, the beginning of the heavens and the earth. God created and he established a people. And by establishing a people that were to represent God to the world, he was revealing himself through his people. He was revealing who he was and who he is and who he will always be. He will always be the God, the Lord God of Israel. So that we might look back into history and we can learn all the things about who God is and what is his name. He's established memorials through every dispensation of time. And all those point to the Creator, God, who loves all families of the earth. He had a chosen people to represent him to the world, but in that, his chosen people would become a blessing to all the families of the earth, because you can understand and know who God is through the history that God has provided for us in the Old Testament Israel. Wow. That's powerful stuff. And this is my memorial. God says, I want this to be established. Memorials are established as a reminder so that we will not forget. Can I tell you that no one knows humanity like God knows it? And God knew that the human brain would need to be reminded to have right thinking. Yeah. Because he knew that we all have a sinful nature. And if the sinful nature is having more of an impact on our lives than God, we will not have right thinking. If you don't have right thinking, you will not have right living. If you don't have right living, you will not have the blessings of God. We find several things all through the Old Testament. We find here the Old Testament, Moses being sent to establish his name for memorial forever. We find in Exodus in chapter 12, and we'll not go into all these things because there's so many, but in Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, we find he established the Passover as a memorial for his purpose. That blood sacrifice and the blood that would be required was remembered, and it was to be remembered as the Passover forever, because that represented the blood of Jesus Christ, which is required for salvation, for forgiveness of sins, for eternal life. It was a memorial. In Exodus in chapter 20 and verse 8, as he was given the Ten Commandments, his plan, the weekly Sabbath, the weekly Sabbath was a reminder every week a reminder that they would understand how important that day was. Because they needed to understand that it was important because God said it was important. And God established that as a memorial to understand that He has a plan for our lives, every day of our lives. And then we find that Jesus Christ came, which is the whole theme of the Old Testament. You've heard me say many times, because I like to simplify things, because we try to overcomplicate things most of the time. In the Bible, some people want to overcomplicate things. Can I tell you the three-point outline of the Bible? The Old Testament, the entire Old Testament, one thought of the entire Old Testament is Jesus is coming. Everything about the Old Testament law, everything that was preparing humanity, was preparing humanity through the Old Testament, understanding that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world, is coming. The second part is the first four books of the New Testament, which are the Gospels, and that basically tells us Jesus is here. Some 2,000 years ago, God Himself became man, and He walked on the face of this earth in a little area there in Israel, and He came to reveal to all humanity that the Savior, the Messiah, is here. And the rest of the Bible, from Acts all the way through the book of Revelation, you know what that's telling us? He's coming again. And we ought to be ready. You better be ready. He's coming. A three-point outline of the Bible, very simple. Too often we forget. So we find that Jesus established some memorials so we would not forget. And these memorials that Jesus established, I guarantee you, is what's being attacked today. He first of all established His word. The very words of God. Do you realize what a difference it would be in this world if humanity, if all humanity believed that the Bible is the very words of the God of creation? It would be the most important writings ever. John chapter 1. These are the memorials that Jesus Christ established. Now, they're linked to the Old Testament memorial that God has established, is basically in saying, you need to understand who I am. I am the great I am. I'm always going to be the great I am. I'm God. And I am the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am Lord God of Israel. So you have that as history to look to. And then we find the beginning of the Gospels. In John chapter 1, I love John chapter 1. There's so much in that chapter. But John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says this. Now remember, this is Jesus is here now. That's what the Bible is revealing to us here in the Gospels. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who's God? The great I am. What's His name? He's the Lord God of Israel. Verse 14, and the Word, who is God, was made flesh. The very one who created all things, who is a God of the Old Testament, has now came to this planet Earth. And He was born of a virgin. He was made flesh. And He dwelt among us. Amen. That's powerful stuff. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's established his Word as a memorial. Because he would say, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, because it is here to remind you, my words shall not pass away. God has promised this memorial would be for anyone and everyone who would want to understand who God is, would be available to them. We are reminded of God through the Bible. If we did a poll and a survey, and what do you think the percentage, not in the world, because that would go down drastically, but the percentage of people in the United States of America would know and tell you that the Bible represents the very words of God. It is going down drastically. Young people, the problem in society today is that young people are not taught that there is a God. The problem in society today is they are being raised to believe in evolution. They're being raised to put God aside and live however way they want to live, and allow the society to determine truth. Allow society to determine morality. It's not guns. I guarantee it's not guns that are the problem with all the shootings and the killings and the murders and the rapes and all the things that are going on around the world today, especially here in America. It is not the guns. It is the idea of what is being trained in the minds of our young people, how they are being raised. They're being raised not to believe in God. Being raised to believe that they are descendants of animals. If you think that you are a descendant of an animal, you're going to live like an animal. You're going to think like an animal. You have forgotten God. God's word. We will all be judged according to the word of God. There's no excuse. God has promised to preserve his word as a memorial for us to know who God is. Jesus established his church as a memorial. In Matthew chapter 16, and of course, you know the verses, I'm sure, but Matthew chapter 16, let me read to you verse 18. As he is addressing Peter, and he says, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I, Jesus Christ, God, will build my church. Jesus came to establish not only his word, the completion of the word of God, but he came to also establish something that would represent the very body of Christ. Jesus Christ being the head and the body representing that Jesus Christ. And I say unto thou, Peter, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, even no matter how much they try, and they are, the gates of hell are coming against the church today, shall not prevail against it. It will be here as a memorial as to the reality of God. Amen. A visible, called out assembly. to remind us of God. Every time you attend services, you're reminded of God. Where else can you go in the world that's focused on helping you to be reminded of God? Everything in society today is trying to do just the opposite. Church attendance, for the most part, overall, is dropping. COVID, especially here within the last year or so, has been the cause of a lot of people to forsake the assembling of ourselves. And I understand, I'm not, especially those that are still watching live stream, I understand it, and praise God we had that. But there's nothing that can replace the actual assembling of ourselves together. Because when you come through the doors of God's church, you're reminded there is a God. The longer you stay out of church, the more apt that you will be to forget that there is a God. And you'll start living like there is no God, and you'll start following all the different trends of the world, and society will become your God. But there is a God. This place right here, it's a reminder. I know when I was a teenager, and I was rebelling, I was running from God. I didn't want to think about God, because to think about God means I couldn't enjoy or try to enjoy the things of the world. And every time I'd turn around, I'd find myself driving and noticing a church. And I'm thinking, oh no. Or I'd see a billboard, Jesus saves. No, I didn't want to see that. Because when you're not wanting to live right, you're not wanting to be reminded of God. But God says, I've established a memorial. Who I am. I will always be known as the I am. I will always be known as the Lord God of Israel. Amen. That's the roots. That's our roots. And Jesus came to highlight it, to fulfill it, and establish exactly what God wanted established. Yeah. Giving us understanding into the Old Testament law and the ways of God, the church. Jesus established Sunday. He would reveal to his disciples that he is Lord of the Sabbath. And the Sabbath had its place in establishing a day. But in the new covenant that he brought and established, he did not do away with the Old Testament. No, that reveals who God is. But he fulfilled that, and he gave us a new day, which is the first day of the week. Not the last day of the week, but the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. 1 Corinthians chapter. Everybody following me this morning? Amen. Amen. These are memorials that God has established so that we would not forget. Hold on to that Bible. That represents who God is, the very mind of God, the words of God. Hold on to that church. Make sure that you're a part of the local New Testament church. Be faithful to that local New Testament church. Because that is a reminder, that's a memorial, that every time you come, you're reminded that there is a God. Establish a day. Sunday. 1 Corinthians in chapter 16 and verses 1 and 2. Now concerning the collection for the saints, I have given order to the churches of Galatia. The churches, what God has established. He said, upon the first day of the week, That's when you're to assemble and bring in the tithes and the offerings. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, and there be no gatherings when I come. But when that day is, what that day is, it's Sunday. First day of the week. It's resurrection day. You can't start out the week any better than being reminded of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yeah. It's a day to rejoice and remember God. It's Resurrection Sunday. Every Sunday is Resurrection Sunday. You come into this church and you're very much aware of God, but you're also, when you come to this church and you realize this is Sunday, the first day of the week, this is Resurrection Day. And there's always rejoicing in the resurrection. If you're not coming and rejoicing in church, understanding that it is Sunday, the Lord's Day, it's you're missing out. Don't come with all your sorrows, and don't come with everything else, and just, no, you come looking to God as Jesus Christ being the resurrected Savior of the world. And I come, he's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's God the Son. And I want to worship him. And I'm reminded he's alive. Yeah, we don't serve a dead Savior. We don't go to the tomb to acknowledge our remembrances of him. We come to his church. And he's not in a tomb. He's in heaven today, ever living to make intercession for each and every one of us. It's a memorial for us to remember God. And then lastly, this morning, before he would go to the cross, he established communion. He established the Lord's Supper. And when we look over to the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter 11, when Paul had, as he had received of God what the churches needed to understand, and he gave the insight into the understanding of the communion, he said this in verse 24, "And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." It's a memorial. And then verse 25, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as often as you drink it." This is the purpose of it. "In remembrance of me." So that we would not forget. So that we would not forget. I look forward to communion. I don't think we ought to have it too often that it loses its meaning. We shouldn't have it so far away that we forget. It's there to remind us of the sacrifice that God made for us to be saved. What a memorial. Through whatever, church. I don't know what else we're going to have to go through. We've gone through some pretty tough times with the COVID and people, sickness and all the different things. And through whatever we might have to go through, the worst thing we could do, the worst thing you can do is to forget God. The best thing that we should do is to remember. Remember who He is. What is His name? When I go, Moses said, when I go and I ask them, or they ask me, what is thy name? What am I to say to them? Same thing that we need to be mindful of today. I am that I am. Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. Are you remembering God? Don't ever forget who He is. What is His name? I could have every head bowed this morning. On this Memorial Day weekend, and as a nation, we need to be mindful. Praise God that we set this day up aside every year so that we would not forget our history. We would not forget about those soldiers who have paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to enjoy our freedoms. Likewise, we must never forget who God is. We must always be ready to call upon Him. Father, we bow before You this morning. I thank You, Lord God, for the truth of Your word, and thank You, God, for revealing to us that You have established Your memorial of who You are, and we know it today because of that. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for establishing these memorials for this New Testament church age. And I pray, God, that we would never lose sight of these memorials and that we would always use them to help us to remember. God, I pray that You would work now in our midst. I presented, I believe, exactly what You wanted me to present this morning. You knew who was going to be here. You know those that are on the brink of forgetting, walking away. I pray, God, today there would be a commitment to remembering who You are. Bless in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.